Over the past few decades, a ton of Rainbow Road tracks have been released, and I wanted to rank them all from worst to best. I'm even including the ones from Mario Kart Tour, but have decided to combine all their variations together into one choice. This list is based on how much I enjoy playing the track, as well as its overall aesthetic. So with that, let's get her ranked. 20. Super Mario Kart's Rainbow Road. This is one of the few Rainbow Road tracks that I actively don't enjoy playing. While it's the beginning of one of the most legendary racing tracks to ever exist, the original version with Super Mario Kart's physics isn't very fun. Unless you're already incredibly good at controlling this game, you're gonna fall off a lot and it's painful since there's no guardrails. But that's also the beauty of Rainbow Road. It's rewarding to have one final challenge and it's actually difficult to do well. All you really got on this track is a handful of super sharp turns, a couple of ramps, and a few thwomps as obstacles. I like the simplicity of this track, but just not this version of it. But that's okay, because this is the most recreated Mario Kart track of all time. I wouldn't be shocked if Mario Kart World eventually recreates this one for DLC at some point. 19. Mario Kart Super Circuit's Super Mario Kart Rainbow Road. By far the most forgettable version of Super Mario Kart's Rainbow Road. It's unlockable in Super Circuit, and it's slightly better just because the physics in Super Circuit are a bit more forgiving. I also love that the sky has been updated as a more dusky night with clouds and the moon hanging in the back. It still feels like we're isolated away from everything else, but this new sky adds a bit more life. One of the biggest changes is just the fact that the thwomps aren't included. I wonder why those were removed. I'm kind of okay with it though. This track is already hard enough as it is. 18. Mario Kart Super Circuit's Rainbow Road. I wouldn't be surprised if this track gets a remake soon, as the original version is just okay. Like with Super Mario Kart, Super Circuit's Rainbow Road is very flat and doesn't do much to stand out. This is on Game Boy Advance, of course, so only so much could be done at the time. The dusky sky is the same as the SMK remake, except instead of a moon, we have Peach's Castle from Paper Mario. It's a pretty bizarre reference considering Mario Kart and the RPGs don't tend to ever mix, but I love the idea that in some alternate reality, there's a level on Rainbow Road that takes you up to Peach's Castle. But anyway, the track itself does have a couple of interesting attributes, the biggest being that you can jump off most of the sides and edges. This is great for saving yourself if you're veering too much off the road, or taking shortcuts if you're feeling brave enough. There's also this alternate path with a ton of speed boosts, which is really satisfying to hit, assuming you survive afterwards, of course. There's also stars falling from the sky and lightning clouds as obstacles, as well as a couple of jumps near the end. So for Game Boy Advance, it's about as intricate as Rainbow Road could be at the time. 17. Mario Kart 64's Rainbow Road. This is by far my most nostalgic Rainbow Road. It's the one that I grew up with as a kid when I was like 8 or 9 years old. It hasn't aged gracefully, but I will always have a soft spot for it in my heart. While I like the songs from Super Mario Kart and Super Circuit, Mario Kart 64 really began the mystical energy these pieces have. This song sounds like what you might hear when you see the light. It's peaceful, yet upbeat and hopeful. The track itself is nothing too crazy. It's got a lot of loopy turns, a huge jump at the beginning, and a bunch of chain chomps that periodically show up. The issue is that the chomps are very easy to predict once you've played for a bit, so they aren't really obstacles, and the track is just too long. I don't mind long races, but there's just not enough variety. As much as I like seeing the neon light-shaped characters in the sky, you're mostly just going straight and turning sometimes. You'll also notice this wall surrounding the entire track, which was probably added because of complaints from how hard Rainbow Road was in Super Mario Kart. While this wall is nice to have, it also kind of ruins the power of red shells. If someone is far ahead of you, good luck hitting them with anything but a spiny shell. Red shells will almost always bash themselves into the wall and are completely useless. But even still, I can have some fun with this track, just because of the serene music and memories as a child. 16. Mario Kart Tour's Super Mario Kart Rainbow Road. This is such a bizarre version of the classic Rainbow Road, as there's four different variants. While I wouldn't necessarily want to play this because of the touch controls, it's better than what's on the SNES and GBA. I like that they've kept the dusky sky and have added some floating asteroids and Saturn in the background. There's some extra ramps thrown in too, since Mario Kart Tour is all about chaining a combo for as long as possible. You'd think the reverse version would be the same thing, except in, well, reverse. But no, there's a huge glide ramp in the middle with the straightaway cutout. The trick variant is even weirder. Almost the entire road is wavy now, more ramps were added, and the thwomps were removed. The reverse trick version has chunks of the road redesigned entirely with dash rings and bouncy mushrooms. I don't really see the point of them doing this considering the Rainbow Roads that are coming up, but the variety's nice. 15. Mario Kart Tour's RMX Rainbow Road 1. What we've got here is a remix of the SNES Rainbow Road. While the road type is the same as Super Mario Kart's, the level design is completely different. Although, if you ask me, it makes more sense to just call this an original Rainbow Road because it's such a big departure from the SNES version. And it's cool to have something new. I like all the additional ramps added in. It feels like they took the SNES track, put it in a blender, and restitched the pieces. There's a lot more emphasis on flying and getting through the dash rings, which can be fun to do. The reverse variation is what you'd expect, but it does add an extra mushroom for a quick shortcut. The trick version changes up the track design a lot, actually, and adds more wavy roads and no gliding. And finally, the reverse trick variation adds the split road section. I find it so intriguing how much effort Nintendo put into these to make them all feel a little bit different from one another. 14. Mario Kart Tours RMX Rainbow Road 2. Of course there's a sequel, and the level design isn't what you'd expect. There's a bunch more mushrooms to bounce off of and forks in the road. But strangely, the actual layout is similar to the SNES version if you look at the map. I wouldn't really say it feels like it at all, but I would have guessed that the level design would be unique like RMX Rainbow Road 1. The reverse variant doesn't add anything, and neither does the trick version besides some extra ramps and a slightly different ending. And same with the reverse trick variant too, and that's about that. Mario Kart Tour is a bizarre yet interesting game to talk about since most people aren't aware of all these minute differences. 13. Mario Kart Tours Mario Kart Wii Rainbow Road. This is the equivalent of, we have Mario Kart Wii at home. Don't get me wrong, I love Wii's Rainbow Road and it's fully featured here, but there's just no way that I'd want to play this version of it. It's more of a neat novelty than anything. I do have to give credit though. For a phone game, the level of detail is impressive. The track glistens really nicely, we can see the Milky Way in the background, and the track layout is pretty much spot on to the original. The lighting is just not as vibrant, which again is understandable. The reverse version adds some girders, but is otherwise the same thing. The trick variant is weird though. Right away, the initial drop has been replaced with a different route entirely. It kinda cuts to the middle of the track much faster now. And the reverse trick version adds a ton more of the girders, and it barely even feels like playing the level despite it being right in front of us. 12. Mario Kart Tours Mario Kart 7 Rainbow Road. Once again, we have Mario Kart 7 at home. I'll have a lot more to say about this track later, but I do want to applaud this mobile version, seeing as it's pretty solid. It doesn't look nearly as nice, obviously, but the layout was nailed down well, just like with Tours Wii Rainbow Road. I think if anything, it feels like the whole Rainbow Road was scaled down a little bit, and the turns aren't quite as creased as before. As you'd expect, the reverse edition is altered quite a bit because of the complexity of the track. There's a lot of girders in between split roads, and you barely spend any time on the moon. And like the other trick versions in Mario Kart Tour, you spend a lot of time rolling across girders floating above the actual course, with some extra ramps thrown in for good measure. They even got rid of the tube completely, which just feels off. And the reverse trick variant is similar to the trick one as you'd expect, but they put the girders and ramps in different spots. 11. Mario Kart 7 Super Mario Kart Rainbow Road. We've once again returned to the rainbow that started it all. Although this time, I actually really enjoy it because Mario Kart 7's controls are vastly improved over anything we've talked about so far. It also looks fantastic. The road's color style pays homage to the original, and so do the rainbow thwomps. We also see the return of the darker, starry sky from the version on the SNES, which looks really clean. The biggest improvement, however, is that the road is just a touch wider, making the turns feel more natural. A lot of that also comes down to easier drifting too, but cutting across corners feels so much better. They also added a couple extra ramps, which are seen in Mario Kart Tour and feel just as naturally integrated. When the thwomps hit the road, it gets all wiggly, allowing you to perform mini tricks. This change is genius for two reasons. One, the wiggly road makes it more challenging to avoid the thwomps, and two, you're rewarded for evading the thwomps by getting a couple extra jump boosts along the way. So despite the basic track layout, modern Mario Kart makes this one a great time. 10. Mario Kart 8 Super Mario Kart Rainbow Road. And here we are with the final remake of the original Rainbow Road. I actually don't have much to say for this one, and that's because it doesn't really change anything from the Mario Kart 7 remake. The biggest difference is the visual overhaul. God damn, does it look gorgeous. The road looks as if it's being lit up with neon panels, the thwomps are even more rainbowy, and the background sky is paired with faraway hills. Outside of that though, the wavy roads and additional ramps return, and it feels just as nice to race on as before. 9. Mario Kart DS's Rainbow Road. Man, it's amazing. After all this time, Mario Kart DS is still my favorite Mario Kart and has held up super well. Even the Rainbow Road was fairly innovative at the time, as it was the first one to introduce a loop and corkscrew. Outside of those two things, it's not really all that spectacular. I love how chirpy and energetic the song is, but its track layout for the most part plays it safe. But even still, it's pretty nuts how vibrant and nice it looks for the DS. I also like how the beginning has the long winding turn with the boost, just like in Double Dash's Rainbow Road. So while it may not be too crazy, it still delivers and feels like a great way to end the game. 8. Mario Kart 8's Mario Kart 64 Rainbow Road. A remake of my most nostalgic Rainbow Road was one of the best things to come out of Nintendo from the 2010s. They improved on the original a lot too by getting rid of most of the star walls, creating an absolutely banging remix, and made the track look as eye-popping as possible. The Chain Chomps make a brief appearance too, but instead just bounce on this road to make it a bit wavy for tricks. It also doesn't loop, a giant train throws coins on the road, and the beginning adds in dash rings to really let you take in the environment. Even the neon characters return as fireworks and go off occasionally. This is all great, but the big issue is that it's over too quickly. A core element of Mario Kart 64's Rainbow Road was the fact that it lasted a long time, and it's strange to see that pulled out entirely. Now, of course, it might be boring to have a track that long, but it just kind of feels off. But even still, it's super satisfying to play, and is well worthy to be claimed as one of the best Rainbow Roads of all time. 7. Mario Kart 8's Rainbow Road. While this may be one of the most underwhelming Rainbow Roads ever, that's just because Mario Kart 7 set the bar so high. The space station theme is kinda cool, and this is still a beautiful looking track. Just look at the Toads floating around at the start. They seem to be having a good time. I also like that it maintains a good semblance of difficulty, with tons of sharp turns that can be hard to make at higher speeds. The section in the middle is pretty neat too, as it breaks up the color and sends you into a station with roads that switch up its push and pull. And I do like how in the end, the road splits into two and they kind of weave through each other. It adds a lot of replay value by having you try out slightly different routes each time. And honestly, this is one of the only tracks where you really get a sense of the anti-gravity, as the roads are twisted around in so many directions. This Rainbow Road just doesn't have that wow factor that people were expecting since this was the first HD Mario Kart. But it didn't have to be. I can still appreciate it for trying something a bit different. 6. Mario Kart Double Dash's Rainbow Road. This is the first time we really saw the track design get out of control. The turns are absurdly sharp, you're constantly flying through the air, and there's boosts littered across the road, making it easy to slip off if you aren't careful. Even 20 years later, Double Dash's Rainbow Road holds up shockingly well and really forces you to learn how to drift to win. I also love all the items floating around in the sky, and they're all covered in this rainbowy goo. What really sells this one, though, is the music. It's ridiculously infectious. Not many songs scream fulfillment and joy, but this one does. It makes you feel epic to get to the end of the game, and it's putting you through a final test. Double Dash's controls are extremely loose and chaotic, and it pairs perfectly with this Rainbow Road's nature. When this does eventually get remade, I really hope it doesn't change that much because it's already spectacular on its own. 5. Mario Kart Wii's Rainbow Road. Now we're getting to the big boys. Wii's Rainbow Road is one of the most iconic versions of this track. It takes the idea of complexity from Double Dash and turns it up to an 11. You'll dive down a steep hill right at the beginning, then are thrown into a sharp turn with a wavy road. You'll drive through a portion with massive holes in the road, squeeze through the sharp turns, drive through rainbow portals, and wrap up being surrounded by circles of sparkles. This is the pinnacle version of what Rainbow Road is. It perfectly sums it up as exciting, chaotic, challenging, and memorable. And I mean, it's floating right above Earth too. That makes me wish this Rainbow Road was actually real and was in space next to our moon or something. And that music, man, it has the same rewarding vibes as Double Dash, but is somehow even catchier. 4. Mario Kart 7's Rainbow Road. We've officially gone from racing to experiences. For over a decade, I have sung Mario Kart 7's praises to the moon, the Saturn's rings, and back to Earth because of how awesome it is. It manages to evolve the idea of what Rainbow Road can be and still feel like a Rainbow Road. These tracks always take place in space, so why not briefly drive across, say, Saturn's rings, or head out to the top of the moon? It's not just the creative track design, it comes down to the music too. It gives off this sense of wonder as you circle around the road, looking upon your surroundings and noticing how close you're getting to these planets. It's something we've never seen before, and the music carries its wonder and changes its tone once landing on the moon to really show off that it's putting us in a new destination. I absolutely adore this Rainbow Road, and the only reason it isn't number one is because of a few newer Mario Kart tracks that have managed to top these high expectations. 3. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe's Mario Kart Wii Rainbow Road. Nintendo has done it. They finally did a proper remake of the most iconic Rainbow track. While it is based on the Tour remake, getting to play it in Mario Kart 8's engine is nothing short of magical. It feels exactly the same as it did on the Wii, the remixed music is fantastic, and it looks sublime. Hell, falling to your death even has the same fireball animation of sinking towards the earth like in Mario Kart Wii. They literally added that in for just this one track. That's some fan service right there. The visuals are absurd too. We've never seen a Rainbow Road look this good. Well, at least until recently. 2. Mario Kart World's Rainbow Road. Alright, so I'm trying really hard to not have recency bias with this one. I don't think it's my favorite Rainbow Road of all time, but holy f- Nintendo went all out with this one. This is one of the most visually appealing and colorful levels I've ever seen in a video game, period. What makes this Rainbow Road so special is that it's split into four different sections which are all unique laps. Each section feels completely distinct from one another, both visually and musically. The first lap starts off as your typical looking road, but it has this color glassy style to it. The music embodies a buildup for something greater to come and gets you anticipated. The second lap completely changes gears and puts you into a landscape with glistening waters, beautiful sapphires and gems, and calms things down. I love how the opera singers lightly come into the piece, soothing the mood but keeping tensions high. The water then switches to a more blue-esque palette, matching the calmer tempo. The third lap switches gears drastically again. The music starts with a foot pedal thump and kicks into overdrive when you hit the road atop a space station. Difficulty starts to creep in with more challenging turns, and the music picks up more as this is happening, and you reach towards the rainbow-like section. And finally, the fourth lap starts off almost sucking you back into the track in a vortex-like manner, and the music jumps to a more blissful beat. As you land, it gets more excited, and you see a train pass with a bunch of enemies from the previous tracks, and they're all cheerfully waving you to the end. My god, this Rainbow Road is perfect when it comes to spectacle. I have no idea how Nintendo can top themselves after this. The only fault I really have with this track is that it's way too easy. Not all tracks need to be difficult to be fun, but one of Rainbow Road's staples is challenge, and you're not gonna find that here. After several playthroughs and years and the spectacle wears off, I have to wonder what the general opinion will be for this Rainbow Road. But even still, it's an emblematic way to start off the Switch 2 generation and show off the power of the console. 1. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe's Mario Kart 7 Rainbow Road. This really only tops World's Rainbow Road by a hair, because it's also an incredible experience to play. Being in Mario Kart 8, it obviously looks spectacular compared to the 3DS one. It has all the key moments that made the original so great. You've got a nice semblance of challenge, flying to Saturn's rings, hopping across the moon, zipping through the tube, and gliding out to the other side. It's just wonderful, and I love how the road has this gradient look to it now. Even after all these years, this track paired with the blissful music still brings goosebumps and tears to my eyes, and it will likely always be my favorite Mario Kart track of all time. Rainbow Roads are incredibly special to me and hold a lot of emotional power in my soul. Even the ones that I don't like playing that much still matter, as the essence of Rainbow Road is still felt within. And that's something you can't say about most racing games. And with that, thanks for watching.